This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To pay the bills. Let's get at it here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have Jennifer Horn and presenting Victoria Keelan as well. Kara Schillen at the controls as usual. All is right with the world. Everything is in order. Jennifer, would you bring us up to date on something that we might not know as much about as you?
Well, I want to tell you about a story that's trending in Southern California. And, you know what they say, when it trends here, it's trending. It'll start trending everywhere. But maybe, Victoria, you might know, and maybe even Kara in Washington, D.C., but big cities are doing these electric scooter rentals. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, totally. Yeah, I got them all over.
They're everywhere now.
They're all over the place. And so they're also... not only all over the place, but they're also driving residents crazy because people are just parking these scooters from a company called Bird. They're just leaving them all over any
street,
anywhere.
That's what you're supposed
anywhere.
To do, right?
You just leave them.
You get an app and you go up to them and jump on them and that's it.
Right, but you can leave them wherever, and it's driving people nuts. People who live in Southern California, people who have, like, stores, they're being driven nuts. So, some residents over the weekend in Southern California who had enough of the electric scooter craze are now trying to turn to vandalism for an effort to vent their frustrations. According to the LA Times, this is a big story in the LA Times this past weekend, workers at the Santa Monica Beach and Pier and Venice Pier have seen these scooters tossed into the ocean, tossed into trash cans. One police officer in Venice, California, said his officers actually seen these scooters stacked 10 feet high. But these cases are not being called in, even though they're clear vandalism situations. Yep. They said, if we have to prioritize the allocation of our time and resources, protection of property comes second to protection of life. There's a very famous picture that's now gone viral of a scooter that's actually sunk into the sand in Venice with just the little tip of one of the handlebars sticking out of the sand. Cities like Milwaukee have initially pushed back on Bird and its competitors, Lime Bike and Spin, by issuing cease and desist orders, but some ultimately relented and decided to give the scooters a second chance. Bird is operating in about 30 cities right now, but they've already removed scooters from Denver and Salt Lake before resuming operations recently under a pilot program in these locations. And Portland, Oregon now just started with Bird. They have them going, but it seems that people are throwing them in trash cans again, stacking them 10 feet high. The police aren't doing too much about it, but it's just a way for people to vent frustration. And I guess if they keep doing this and the police aren't acting, clearly Bird's going to have to decide if this is a good business decision for them, if they're having to, you know, try to fish their scooters out of the water.
Now, I don't understand, why can't this be as efficiently run as city bikes? Like Citibank, you know, CityCard, whatever, in New York. And I know that there's different brand names that are sponsoring these bikes in other cities. But in New York, city bikes are everywhere. There's docking stations for them. They're very neatly organized. I used to use city bikes all the time in the city. I don't understand why the scooters just can't have the same system.
I think the problem is
that they're just being left everywhere, and that is annoying. Well, in fact, Beverly Hills actually banned them for 6 months. They should.
Set up racks.
Yeah. Make it better.
This is all on Bird. This is their fault. They're not planning this correctly. And
the other side of it, think about it this way. I was fascinated. Miles and Megan and I got on the train last week to go out to Santa Monica from Westwood. And at the stop, I saw these little... look like scooters. And I said to Megan, what are those things? She says, those are the electric scooters. And I said, well, they're just sitting there. How come people can't steal them? And she said, because you have to have an app in order to operate them. And I'm looking, I don't even see where the power source is, but obviously it's cleverly tucked into the design of the scooter. But there were four or five that were just leaning up against posts at the train stop on either end, actually. And then I noticed a lot of people were on them. Mostly kids who don't know how. We were in the park and the kids were riding all around on them, and They weren't really very courteous. They were actually, I thought they were disgustingly distracting, paying no attention to people that were there. But anyway, that aside, it's a good idea if you want to get around less expensively. And then I didn't give it the thought that you just explained, Jennifer, in terms of how they are being perceived by people. Why? They don't like them stacked up in front of their house. That's basically
right.
It.
Or in front of their stores. Beverly Hills hated them. Think about Rodeo Drive with these things parked all over the place. They didn't like that.
Yeah, no. All right. Well, there's some, the world is changing. All this technology, man. You get, and there's got to be a resolve to it because it's actually a pretty
good idea. there's a way to do it. It's just I don't know if these people are actually doing it the right way or not.
Yeah. Well, they'll figure it out or they'll go out of business. That's the American way. Speaking of going out of business, over the weekend, actually, on Friday night alone, 20 people were shot in Chicago. Oh. One of them fatally. This is just a week after the city experienced its deadliest weekend in years, 74 shootings. Over 20 people shot on Friday night, but 74 had been shot the weekend before. And so I don't know whether I'm not turning this into a political thing, but I noticed the Chicago Tribune has gone through the last administrations, the last eight administrations. Ten administrations. The last 10 mayors in the last 84 years have been Democrats, no Republicans. And they're suggesting, the Trib is suggesting, it's time for a political sea change in Chicago. So it'd be interesting to see if that has...
It's not a bad point. I have some Republican friends who've been pointing that out about Baltimore and Chicago for years.
Yeah, Baltimore is just as bad.
I just don't even understand what... How do you not address this situation? I don't get it.
People are getting crazed at Rahm Emanuel right now. They're holding protests against him. He just has press conferences saying we need to come together. Okay, well, what comes after that? Hmm. People aren't just coming together. So what do we do then?
Sounds like the mayor of our city here. Oh, we have to think out of the box. She's an idiot.
You know, this just goes, it's whenever one party becomes too dominant, that's what happens with these, that's when this kind of trouble happens. It's just bring in multiple opinions, make something work, and work together on it, because otherwise it just doesn't seem to be happening, especially when it comes to crime in big cities, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Baltimore, obviously, you're right.
Crime's way down in New
one.
York, which is good, but Baltimore and Chicago are a mess.
Yeah. All right, 15 past the hour, we'll straighten things out here. This is the DJV program.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. This week, Staples 120-sheet filler paper is just 50 cents. Plus, a 10-ream case of multi-purpose paper is only $32.99. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last. In-store only. Offer ends 8/18/18. Limit 5 on filler paper, 10 on case paper.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just 25 cents. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supplies, see store for details.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Kellitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Kellitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the power buying process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Do us a favor and tell as many of your friends as possible that you can listen to us on the radio or tune in. You can find the podcast of the DJV Show at djvshow.com, DJV On Demand, all kinds of ways of you listening to our interpretation of what's going on in the world. Speaking of what's going on in the world, online dating websites. According to the journal Science Advances, most people who use these dating websites are seeking partners who are out of their league. Both men and women pursue partners about 25% more desirable than themselves. I don't know how that's, you arrive at that conclusion or how you arrive at that valuation. Hardly anybody reaches out to people who rank significantly lower than they rank themselves. People's desirability determined using a ranking algorithm based on how many messages they get from other popular users on dating sites. This particular site, New York, Seattle, Boston, and Chicago, were the ones that were on the scales of justice. So you think that's true? Do you know any or all of you? You've used a dating site, Kara. Do you think that you are reaching up or people? How do you view that statement that people seek partners who are out of their league?
Is this something new? I feel like everyone strives to date someone that they find attractive. Like, no one
on dating sites or in bars or whatever,
no one's going up to the person that they find least attractive and saying, hey, let's go on a date. So I don't really think it's any different on dating sites.
No, I think maybe, that what's being said here is that it's that you look for a leg, for a rung above you on the ladder.
I guess, but so the way that they ranked people is based on how many matches they had or how many people liked them. That's what you said?
They based it on the people who said what they were looking for was somebody who was more desirable than they, but they didn't get, from what I can see, a description of what they thought their own value was.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how they're ranking the most desirable people. Because, we were talking about the Bachelor and Bachelorette show sometimes because I watch those. And one of the guys that was a contestant on the show this year, he was a model, but he's like the biggest airhead. He's not very smart. He says the most ridiculous things. But one of the things he touted was, I have 4,000 matches on Tinder. So it's, you know, if they're basing it on something like that, how many people match with you or think you're attractive, I don't necessarily agree with that ranking because just, you know, I don't know. Yes, maybe I've matched with people who are above me, but I like to think I have a healthy sense of self-confidence, and I think it's good if other people do.
Okay,
well,
so my question is, do you ever look at somebody and go, oh, they would, I'm totally out of their league, pass, or do you take anybody that you think would
be, I don't
be
know if I ever do it in terms of leagues. I guess I always read bios, which a lot of people don't, so there are definitely people I think are unattractive, and I swipe on them, like swipe left, but then there are other people that are not as attractive,
what
but they
mean,
have a good bio.
Left?
It means I say no.
Dump them.
Ah, okay. All right, there it is, ladies and gentlemen, our thorough examination of dating here on the DJV program. 21 after the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Music time, music news, music, a very important part of our lives, so every hour we devote some time to it in this portion of the hour, starting with a focus here. Jennifer and Victoria and I have Justin Timberlake in our ears, a dancer, musician, actor. Now he's adding author to his curriculum vitae. Timberlake announced to his fans on Instagram that he's going to be adding writer to his accomplishments, releasing a book on the 30th of October. Quote, guys, I've got some news. And with it, he's got a photo of himself holding up a copy of the book titled Hindsight and All the Things I Can't See in Front of Me. He said, I've been working on this for a while now, and I'm happy to finally give you a first look at my book, Hindsight. I'm looking forward to sharing these pictures and stories with you. The book is going to feature plenty of personal photos as well as Timberlake's reflections on his life, beginning with his Memphis upbringing, transitioning to his musical career with NSYNC. The memoir will also touch on his acting roles, his SNL skits, personal life with Jessica Biel and their son Silas. He says, I'm looking forward to sharing these photographs with readers as well as my son. Working on this book was an amazing process for me. My story has been filled with so many amazing people that have helped me become an artist. Reflecting on these moments, spotlighting some of the important people and places that have informed my music, and getting the opportunity to share my story is something I'm very grateful for. Book is in pre-production. You can order it now at JustinTimberlake.com. Should you be so moved, JustinTimberlake.com. I don't know that I'd be ordering it. You ladies going to order this book?
I might. I think for a JT fan, I think it's probably pretty cool. Yeah. He's a smart guy. I'm sure it's not just going to be very a bunch smart of bubblegum, yep, you know, frivolous stuff.
Yeah, right. No, he's pretty smart. Okay, so let's, as long as we're in the NSYNC mode, Lance Bass out for the third time talking about their Brady Bunch home, because now he knows who was bidding against him, and probably for him, I think he was told, no matter what you're going to pay, they're going to pay more. And they turned out to be HG Home and Garden Television. They bought the home for $3.5 million. The seller is thrilled to hand the keys over to HGTV. Kelsey McAllister said, I'm so excited for the plans they have for restoration. The world needs more positivity and groovy vibes, and that's what this new show about the Brady Bunch house will bring. So this was her grandmother's home, Kelsey McAllister's grandmother's house. So she just got a pretty good payday.
Yeah, no kidding. Weren't they asking 1.2 or
1.8, yeah. Which was already way too much, I think. But
yeah. Right. So McAllister is going to be the co-executive producer and star in the program. So she gets the money and she gets a paycheck for being on the show. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Good for her.
It's kind of a great idea for a show if you think about it. Rehabbing one of the most iconic houses of pop culture history. That's an interesting show. I would definitely tune in for that to see what it looks like on
the inside.
It
was only used for the exterior shots, though, because the rest of it was done on the soundstage.
Right.
Right.
So no one's really seen it, what it looks like on the inside.
They're going to restore it.
Yeah. So Lance Bass said, quote, HGTV, oh, man, I'd be pretty upset if there were anybody else, but how can you be mad at HGTV? My television is stuck on that channel. Kudos to HGTV. I know you'll do the right thing with that house. It's always my biggest worry. Now I can smile again. So HGTV buying the Brady Bunch house, and everybody is happy in Leadville there. Where was the name of the town that Brady Bunch lived in?
Live in L.A.? They lived in the Valley, didn't they?
Really? Valley? A Valley Bunch. 28 after the hour here. We could be the...
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's estimated that fewer than 30 people turned out for the Unite the Right rally in Washington, D.C. Police escorted the few that did show up past thousands of angry counter-protesters after their short rally. Brian Todd says there was a scuffle between Antifa, anti-fascist demonstrators, and law enforcement.
When they moved over there, there was a confrontation with police where tear gas was fired on them. A couple of the protesters slightly injured in the streets being tended to with their eyes.
In Charlottesville, Virginia, where Heather Heyer was killed at a white nationalist rally last year, 4 people have been arrested. We've heard what Richard Russell said before he died while crashing the plane he stole from Seattle's SeaTac International Airport. Investigators hope to learn more from the flight data recorder that was recovered from the aircraft's wreckage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Again, to another half hour, inclusively in this hour of the DJV program, you will hear Kara Schillen singing Sleigh Ride. It'll be later on in the half hour. Maybe I'll help her just to be a good guy. But in the meantime, the other participants here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeler. Victoria has a trending story for us to chew on.
Yes, it's the age-old debate, boxers versus briefs. This is a new report. Now, of course, this has been something that people talk about in terms of sperm count and men's fertility and men's health. Is it better or worse to wear boxers or briefs? And new research published in the Human Reproduction Journal seems to confirm the theory that brief wearers have lower sperm counts than boxer wearers. Now, this is actually still up for debate. There are other experts who say, arguing that the lower sperm count in the study is still within a healthy range, so it's not technically considered to be low, but that there are also many other variables to consider, and that the jury might still be out on boxers versus briefs, and they cite things like exposure to chemicals in our environment, exposure to pesticides, insecticides, things like that in our food system, in our food supply. And, of course, even things like hormone-affecting chemicals in our plastics. You know, we talk about that a lot, the endocrine disruptors that are in lots of plastic bags and containers and things that touch our food. And so they say that all of that actually is probably has more of an impact on men's health and men's fertility than just what you're wearing, boxers or briefs. So it's still the age-old debate is what it really comes down to. He wears boxer briefs.
Those are the best ones, I think.
Yeah.
Boxer briefs. How do you?
Yeah, those are the best.
They're fitted boxers.
Really?
So they're not briefs, but they're boxer. How do you not know what boxer briefs are?
They're the same length, but they have like tighter legs.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
It's like wearing bike pants underneath.
Yeah.
We're wearing what?
But better looking.
Like bike pants.
They look better like bike pants.
Bike pants.
Like bike shorts. Yeah.
Tight in. Okay. I know. I like boxers. Lots of room. Yeah. All right.
And how do they fit into your clothes?
I know.
I don't get
always,
that either.
Yeah, the bunching. Like
yeah,
when you
I
tuck
just,
them into your
if
pants.
If I were a guy, no way.
Yeah. Really? You've never
Plus
worn.
To stay in place.
Any guy that you were dating, you've never worn his underpants?
Ugh.
Nobody?
No.
No.
I just. So every guy I know who wears boxers, or every guy, like. Guys just wear, like, old boxers that are, like, holy and. Gross
yeah.
looking. And just, at least boxer briefs are nice looking.
I've never dated a guy who wore boxers. Ever. Like, just boxer briefs. That's it.
I'm
if you're wearing boxers, I'm not dating you.
Boxers to
so
me,
there.
And not even to sound mean, are very, like, adolescent. Like, I knew
yeah.
like
oh,
guys in
go.
Middle school and high school, like,
yeah.
they were wearing boxers.
Okay.
And then,
yeah.
like, adult guys transitioned into boxer briefs because they
okay.
look nicer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. The well, the next person, I'm wondering whether any or all of these people in the news today wear boxers or briefs. Let's start with Bill Murray, who threw a drink at Carly Simon's brother on Martha's Vineyard at a some sort of an affair. He lives there much of the summertime, and he sponsors the local volleyball team or something. I don't know, but he's all over the place. And so he was in a bar. This actor walks into a bar. Actually, he does. He walks into this bar, and they're having a conversation, and Carly Simon's brother, who's the local photographer, comes in and takes lots of pictures of him, and he says, I don't want you taking my picture. And Simon says, oh, well, I'm doing it for the local newspaper. And Murray says, I don't care who you're doing it for. I don't want you to take my picture. And so he keeps doing it, so Murray throws a drink at him. And then they get into a skirmish. The police are called in and yada, yada, yada. And so the woman that owns the restaurant sides with Bill Murray, says this guy is a pain in the neck. He's always in trying to take pictures of celebrities for the local magazine. And so he got what he deserved. But I thought it was very interesting how Bill Murray, who pretty much likes to inveigle himself into situations with the quote-unquote average person, he shows up all over the place. He, you know, he does weddings. He just
he, I know, does. He finds himself anywhere. Yeah,
yeah, he does. Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. Representative Chris Collins, next person in the news, saying, "Duh, I'm not going to seek re-election." He's been accused of insider trading, as you may have heard. So his election campaign is done. Department of Justice releasing a statement saying that Collins has been charged with conspiracy, securities fraud, wire fraud, and making false statements to the FBI. Sounds. What kind of a record does he have as a congressman, Jennifer? Do you know what sort of a?
I don't know much about him. I know I don't know about his history. I think he's what, from New York. But I know that he was one of the first to endorse Trump. And so that's where I had heard about him. He was part of the transition team. But yeah. I feel like, I don't know, I'm kind of torn on this one because he found out some information that would impact his investments. He tells his son. His son's the one who went and told his soon-to-be father-in-law. The congressman never sold one bit of the stock that he held in the company. In fact, he lost a ton of money because of it. I think he lost almost $1 million because he held on and took the loss after the trial failed. Because this was about like an MS drug. So, okay, I get it. You're not supposed to tell somebody. But I also know you, Doug. I know my dad. I know Victoria and Carrie. You're close to your parents. I think that if... It wouldn't be unheard of
right.
for me to go, hey, gosh, you know, this really stinks. This trial failed. And, you know, to tell it to your closest confidant, I just wonder if he's trying to take the hit for his son. It almost seems like the son's the one that's guilty of wrongdoing more than he is.
Well,
yeah. Maybe I have it wrong. I don't know. This is why I don't invest in anything, because I want to be able to talk to people without having to worry about me breaking a law by just talking to someone. And that's what stinks, is how many people just say something to their family members or their friends and inadvertently break a law. I'm not saying that that's the case. Maybe this guy intentionally did it. I don't know. We don't know that yet. But I've heard the story, and it just, he's the one that took a law.
Life has become so complex. It really has. So,
but you know, the funny thing is, though, Jen makes a great point. Everyone always tells someone. It's your wife or your husband. You know, you have the pillow talk. Oh, we had a bad day at the office.
Or,
of course. So everyone always tells someone, and everyone seems to like we're okay with that. That's a general understanding. If you're a girl and your girlfriend tells you something, it's sort of understood. You're going to tell your boyfriend or your husband what she told you if it's a big enough thing. Like it's an understood thing that you're going to tell your closest confidant. So. And it's the same with business, and it's this. And then when something goes down, you know, like the Bernie Madoff thing, sort of is popping into my mind. Everybody just assumed that his wife knew everything. So it's like, it's a double-edged sword, and it's kind of a double standard. We have this understanding that you tell your confidant everything. And then but then as soon as something goes wrong, that's a bad thing. So it's a very bizarre world when it comes to investments and these secrets. And I still kind of think, like, I don't even understand why Martha Stewart even went to jail.
Well,
you know, it's
too,
the same
right.
thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of witch hunty, right?
Yeah, it is.
It feels like if you're wanting to go after somebody, you can go after them and find something on
get
somebody
anybody,
all the time.
With the resources the government has, all your money, they can get anybody.
But if the guy didn't even sell his stock, how is that illegal? How did he do anything wrong?
I think he's silly to. I would fight if it was
he
me.
He is going to fight. Way. He just said,
"Well, but
he's not going to run again for
Congress."
Yeah.
Right.
So. All right, Jennifer, Nikolai Volkoff, you remember him?
Oh, sure. He was one of the wrestlers. He was from Russia.
Yeah.
Everybody hated him. He was a heel.
He died over the weekend.
I know. So sad.
He was a heel because he would beat up on Bruno Sammartino and Hulk Hogan and the rest of that crew. Gonzo. All right, let's see. We've got a couple of other names in the news here. Brett Kavanaugh, Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearing for nominee to the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, scheduled to start on the 4th of next month, day after Labor Day. Could be President Trump's second addition to the High Court. So what do we hear about him, Jennifer? Is he going to toe the mark?
He's all but confirmed.
Is he? Okay.
Part of it is that, and Democrats have said this, and it's just a state of politics. And believe me, this is not meant to sound braggy because everybody's always going to be the majority party, but there's really nothing the Democrats can do to stop this. So you have to then look at Republicans and go, okay, is every Republican going to sign on to this? Because that's what's needed. And at this point, it looks like every Republican will sign on to this, and it even looks like maybe a couple of Democrats, like Joe Manchin, Senator Donnelly from Ohio, that they will actually sign off on Kavanaugh as well. And the only thing that Democrats may be able to do is try to force timing, because this guy has a huge career, 10-year career, and like 300 decisions. And so the only chance is to maybe try to hold it up by saying we need further documentation, we need this, we need that. But I think his confirmation will probably just go along, and I think he probably will be sitting on the Supreme Court in October.
All right. So that takes care of that. Final person at the moment or people. Well, I guess this would be Michael Consuelos. You know who he is?
Kelly Ripa's kid.
Yes, Mark Consuelos, Kelly Ripa, excited about their son, has a new role on his dad's series Riverdale. Kelly tweeted, "Congratulations, Michael, on being cast as young Hiram Lodge on Riverdale." She took the opportunity to make a joke, adding, quote, "Your father and I would like to take this opportunity to remind you and your siblings that as your fiduciaries, we are committed and entitled to 10% of all future earnings." That's cute. So this kid's 21 years old. Is he good looking? I didn't see a picture of him with a story.
Super good looking, yes.
Is he? See, I don't think Mark Consuelos is...
Mark, I think Mark Consuelos is good looking.
Handsome. Yeah,
yeah. Really? And so the kid looks just like him. It's like mini-me.
Yeah. No. All right, I didn't think he was that good looking. Oh, you know who I'm thinking of that's not the singer that was married to J-Lo?
You're thinking... Oh, boy.
What's his name, Mark?
Very
What's
different.
His... Yeah. Yeah.
Mark Anthony.
Yeah, that's it.
Totally
right. Yeah,
different. Right. He looks like Skeletor. Like, no, totally different. Mark Consuelos is handsome.
46 past the hour on that note.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
When you make a right turn in your car, you have to slow down a bit. But in Beaverton, Oregon, traffic lights were timed to go from yellow to red without taking into account the time it takes to slow down, as if drivers are expected to turn at full speed. A Swedish-born electrical engineer noticed the problem and analyzed all the lights in town. But when he shared his research with officials, their response was to fine him $500 for practicing engineering without a license. They were angry that anyone would question their traffic cameras, and they wanted the licensing revenue. If they looked through the lens of liberty, they would know the government works for us, and every citizen has a right to ask government to solve problems. Tell your officials that right does not require a license.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, Calotrin, at TopLoss.com, or call them at 833-TOP-LOSS. Better yet, go to TopLoss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, from the Statistic Department, medical examiners, coroner's offices around the country hold more than 40,000 sets of unidentified remains. So that's basically a small city. 40,000 dead people are in coolers around the country not having been identified. Where do you suppose these people come from? No family, no friends,
yeah,
no connection?
People who die on the street.
Really? 40,000, though, Jennifer?
But there's, yeah, here's the other sad truth, too. There doesn't necessarily mean they don't have families, but their families can't afford to go and get them.
Oh, there you go.
Because it costs a lot of money to bury somebody.
10 before the hour on the DJV program.
long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
After the hour here on the DJV program, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit is out examining, what is he doing? He's examining something.
I think he's on a flight back from Green Bay or something.
Oh, that was
like that.
It, Green Bay. Yeah, he went there. So we'll have some food news because this is one of the most popular things on the program. People love to hear us take on the trending food news and talk about it with commentary. For example, canned foods. There's a report out that you should be very careful with canned foods. They keep best at temperatures below 70 degrees. As their storage temperature rises, the length of time for storage decreases. In other words, canned foods don't last forever, as some of us have been brought up to think. Didn't your mother tell you that canned food, a lot of people buy canned foods because they do think they will last forever, but they don't, especially these days, because the food is cooked in the can, not before it is put in the can. The old day, they always, they cooked it and then they put it in the can and sealed it. Now, they put the food into the can and they cook it, and the tin, which has some kind of Victoria, I don't know what it is, but it's like aluminum foil, it's like other stuff that you don't want to be eating. The tin, like the plastic when it gets heated, the tin when it gets heated breaks down.
So, well, that's why I guess that's why everyone says, ugh.
Yeah, well, you have to make sure that if you do buy canned food, which I very rarely ever buy canned food, but the only ones I buy are the BPA-free liners.
Because what does it mean, BPA? Would you explain
that? That's in the plastics. That's the liner that, you know, that waxy, plasticky film that's on the inside of a can that you can feel after you've cleaned it out. Well, in that, if you buy all of the cans that don't say BPA-free liner, you're just cooking plastics right into your food.
Yep, so it's June.
Really horrible for you. So the only kind to buy, make sure it says BPA-free liner on the can.
Check
and
the label.
Will be marked on the can, yeah.
Know what you're buying.
Yep.
All right, ketchup gets a makeover. We'll talk about that after this.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
All right, let's see what's going on with Heinz ketchup. Kraft owns Heinz now. The packet that you used to be able to buy ketchup in, you know how you go into the fast food store or they sometimes have ketchup and they have relish, they have mustard. Well, those days are numbered. Kraft Heinz says they're going to overhaul their packaging designs to find greener alternatives. This is actually pretty good news.
It's good news.
They're going to make 100% of its packaging globally recyclable by 2025. Kraft Heinz is joining other companies. Procter & Gamble has signed on to do things this way. Nestle has, Colgate Palmolive. They have set explicit deadlines to make their products much more friendly to the environment. And not a moment too soon. All you got to do is look around. Mm-hmm. I saw something else about plastic. We've talked about plastic almost every day here for the past month or two because it's becoming so prominent. It's so destructive. It's so bad for you to have, you know, even plastic straws. Don't take them. Drink the glass. You don't need a straw.
Just I say no straw. Like, whenever I order a drink now, I just tell the waiter or the bartender no straw.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Anyway, Kraft Heinz is not sure how it will address non-recyclable and non-reusable packaging yet, like the ketchup and the mustard and the relish.
Think about how many ketchup packets are sitting in one landfill. Just think about in one landfill, anywhere near a major city where McDonald's and all the fast food places and every restaurant that has takeout, I'm thinking of New York City, I can't even imagine how many ketchup packets are just
And this
sitting.
Has been, by the way, this same design has been used for 50 years. So this is, it's, you know, you squeeze them, it's a foil sort of thing. I can never get those damn things open anyway. You have to bite into them with your teeth, which is bad for your teeth. You get that stuff on your enamel. Nah. Anyway, so it'll be interesting to see what they do because it is a handy convenience and they sell a lot of those things. But good for them to be thinking that way. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.